Liverpool and Wolves are victorious in 7-goal thrillers at Anfield and Molineux. Man U beat Brighton in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's 7th straight win since getting the job. And a Harry Winks winner puts Fulham 7 points adrift of safety. You are listening to In Air Plane Repair. Listening to In Air Plane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere in the month of January. Joining me today to discuss high drama in the Premier League and potentially the FA Cup. He's the only one of us who's got psychology expertise. And coaching experience. It's Jasper Khawaja.
Hello.
Are you cold?
I've been very cold today, but currently I'm all right. I'm satisfactory temperature. 37 degrees, aren't
That's
we?
That's good to know.
Is that right?
Yeah, my gas bill currently is 0.9 pence per hour.
Okay, enough to keep us warm.
Enough to keep us warm.
Okay, good.
Are you warm, our statistical expert, Otto underscore Wolf?
Yeah, really warm. My house in Sheffield, our bills are included in our rent, so we just blast the heat non-stop all day, every day.
Nice.
It's actually too hot, I'd say.
And another one of us who is in Sheffield is the only one of us who's got that experience playing the game at the highest level. Luke Stabber is here. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to you as well, Thomas. sorry, I was slightly put off by the fact I was expecting to be asked about my temperature, so I had a response planned about that, but...
Well, I can't not ask you about this temperature now, can I?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, how is the temperature?
It's not even a very good response. Bill's included here as well, so I'm pretty good. I've got a regular radiator behind me, right next to my bed, very nice in the mornings, and a little electric heater on the wall as well, so...
Excellent.
Things are nice.
Excellent.
I don't know if I want a radiator next to my bed, that would be...
Yeah, I thought that, but then I've learned to live with it, and I appreciate it a bit now.
We've been rocking the hot water bottles quite a lot recently.
Very hot.
Yeah.
You can get sweaty hot, you know?
Yeah, you really can. how does it go? Right, one second.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fan on the road, and he plays the game at the level you would expect of a fan. He knows about the Nations League, but it's not his job. He's the J-Doggy Dog. He's the J-Doggy Dog.
Oh, brilliant. Amazing. Exactly how that's imagined.
That was to the tune of he's Virgil van Dijk. Anyway, shall we start with Arsenal 2, Chelsea 0? Jasper, Sarri ball is no more. He hates all of his players.
Yeah, I think it was silly of him to say that. I don't think Sarri ball is dead. I think it's kind of similar to Pep's first year. City finished fourth, remember, and everyone's saying, it's not going to work over here, it's not going to work, you need something different. I think some of the players Chelsea have aren't good enough to play Sarri ball.
Name one.
I will be able to name one. I just think in terms of like fullbacks, people like Alonso and Azpilicueta don't quite move the ball well enough. They're not sharp enough. Jorginho's not in good form at the moment.
Otto underscore Wolf.
Hazard number 9 doesn't work as well.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
He doesn't. Hazard doesn't drop deep as like false 9 either. He kind of just stays up against the centre-backs and it doesn't work.
Was it a case of Arsenal good, Chelsea bad? Or Arsenal good, Chelsea average? Or Arsenal just average enough to get past the really bad Chelsea?
I think it was a case of Arsenal attack. Arsenal defence average. Chelsea defence bad. Chelsea attack disappointing.
That's also going to a very detailed level of analysis.
That's good. That's a good way to analyse,
to be honest.
But actually, I actually even think that's wrong, because I think actually Arsenal attack was actually average.
So in general, it was like Tom said, an average Arsenal. Nice
McManaman gave Koscielny man of the match. So
well, he looked incredibly old. Koscielny, he looked like a wizard.
He's aged about 10 years.
Suddenly, doesn't he?
Has he been awake for a long time?
He's got a few more wrinkles on his face. Like, he had a bit of a kind of tufty, scraggly beard.
Yeah,
that just looked like, yeah, I worry for the man.
I think Koscielny, you know, he's getting to the end of his career, and he has not had a good career against Chelsea. Chelsea are like his, like, they fucked him up left, right, and centre so many times. He's gotten sent off so many times and stuff like that. So it's like, it's quite nice to see an old winged Koscielny come back.
Vindicate.
Play out of his mind against the team that he hates. You know, it's kind of like a redemption arc. It's like Yoda coming back and. I have not watched Star Wars.
Johnny, is so Higuain apparently is coming in. Is he the man to solve all of their problems?
I mean, he could be. I mean, like, it is weird having Hazard playing as the striker. But how old is Higuain these days?
32, 33.
Oh, that's
also, right. I think Jasper, are you an absolute expert on Higuain?
Yeah, I did do a whole essay.
He's a bit of a choker, isn't he?
He is. But also, to be able to choke, you normally have to be pretty good. So he's a goal scorer. If you give him chances, he'll score. But in the big games, he might not be great. And well, also, will they create chances?
When they got Sarri, wasn't the plan that it would take a few years anyway for like Sarri ball to be...
Well, yeah, I think so. And then I think because they started so well...
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Because he's always been saying, we're going to get better. And then they just kind of got worse.
But that's just because they started. They were unbeaten for like 15, 20 games.
Yeah, the thing is, it is still his first season. You normally give a manager at least one season of kind of crazy.
If they're top four at the end of this year, it's definitely been a good season.
Yeah, but if they're not top four, will they sack him?
I don't think they should. I think they should give him another year and let him buy who he wants.
But will they sack him?
It's Abramovich, but I think he'll stick with him, actually.
Mm. Luke, if you've played the game at the highest level, if you were in that Chelsea team and you had Sarri saying that you... I can't remember exactly what he said. They're not up for it.
Players are difficult to motivate, or I can't motivate
difficult to
players.
Motivate. Would you feel an urge to get motivated and perform for the manager, or would you just be annoyed?
If I was playing in Sarri's team, I would accept any criticism that came my way. I would certainly be well out of my level. I feel like I would be motivated. I don't think him saying you're not motivated would be a good way to motivate. You know, I don't know if that's the way you do it. Because then they'd be like, I'm not motivated. I'll show you not motivated. You dick. You know, that kind of stuff. But then I don't really know how most players would think about it. But I wouldn't expect. That'd be a great tactic.
Some people were saying that it's this group of players, you know? They've had a bit of a problem with Mourinho, with Conte.
Did you see what Hazard said?
Oh, no.
Hazard was saying, Sarri is disappointed with me, Conte was disappointed with me, Mourinho is disappointed with me, the next manager's going to be disappointed with me.
Jesus.
Like, they always ask for more, and I never, you know... I can't remember exactly. He's just saying that, like, he's always going to disappoint every manager because they always want him to, like... I guess because he's saying, like, they always see more potential in him than he thinks he actually can achieve.
Mm.
And they try and demand too much from him.
That's deep, that.
That's some
depressing. I'm worried about Hazard's mental health.
He needs to get to Real Madrid, doesn't he, really?
Yeah, maybe. But then Hazard doesn't have the same drive of a lot of the others to be just, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves just playing football, I think, and just enjoying himself and dribbling and scoring goals.
Because he does
he's not
genuinely
like, I want
unhappy.
To be the best ever.
When he's like, when he's playing in this role and he's kind of like on the halfway line, you know, throwing his hands around, like, what do I do?
A couple of months back, he was loving it.
Hmm.
With Giroud, to be honest. Remember when they were linking up?
So
and
why doesn't he play Giroud a bit more?
Je ne sais pas.
Wow. Johnny, if you were a Chelsea fan, would you be calling for Sarri out?
No, well, I mean...
What, Sarri out? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but Chelsea are so, like, get rid of everyone straight away. I wouldn't be Sarri out.
6 months.
I think you got to give him at least a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But, like, Chelsea don't like being in this position, you know? They should always be contending for the league.
Mm.
And as a fan, you're not having a good time at the moment. But no, you can't get rid of Sarri right now.
Well, at the moment, the race for the top four is hotting up. Chelsea on 47 points, Arsenal on 44, as are Man United after their win against Brighton. Luke, is Marcus Rashford the best striker the Premier League has seen in recent times?
The best striker the Premier League has ever seen. he's not the best striker the Premier League's seen in recent times, but he's had a good run of form, and he's still really young. You know,
that is there was
a feeling like, oh, he burst on and he looks so promising, but then, oh, maybe he's not as good as people. But like, he is still very young, so if like he keeps getting managers who just tend to like go out, run at players, do what he does well, and his finishing's also been very good.
Very good. Apparently,
has been a problem for him before.
Apparently, Solskjaer has been giving him finishing tips. What do you think?
What a coach coaching a player?
What do you think the tips are? I mean, what would he be saying? Stick it
in the corner,
low and hard.
Maybe there's stuff about how to shape up, read a goalkeeper, you know, make them...
Mm-hmm. Often stuff like that is when you're through one-on-one to, like, say, take it early because the keeper's not set, things like that. Apparently,
some players can make one-on-ones look so easy, and so it's not just like... And it's not just because they're putting it in the corner. It's because they know how to, like, shape their body and read the keeper and stuff. So, there'll definitely be stuff.
When Pep Guardiola first came to Man City, and Leroy Sané started playing really well, and the interviewer was like, "Oh, like, has Pep Guardiola given you any tips?" And he was like, "Yeah, he just showed me loads of videos of Messi and told me to play like him." Like, be the best player in the world, like, can't you just like do that?
That's brilliant. Johnny, if you were a Man United fan, would you be happy if next week Man United just appointed Solskjaer? You know, gave him a 4-year contract?
I think that's a bit of a risk. I feel like there's no rush on that. Just, like, at least wait till the summer, because he's still going for the summer. Because, it's hard to know how much this is just the new manager boost and they've got really good players.
Yeah. But, when does it not become a new manager boost? If it's, like, because it's 7 games now, their next fixtures are against shit teams, I think. I can't remember what they are. It could be like 11 or 12.
Yeah, but just remember, this is a team that came second last year, only to City. So they are very good group of players.
World Cup winners in there, you
World
know.
Cup winners.
World class. Otto,
like, when you just come from a manager who's very organised and gets, like, defences sorted, and then you get a new manager who comes in and is like, oh, just express yourselves. Sometimes, a bit later when they lose their organisation, they then kind of fall off.
But then people were saying he did a tactical... He got the tactics right over Poch.
He did tactics, yeah.
Yeah, but they were also very lucky, remember? De Gea's saves.
De Gea, yeah. Well, that was luck, was it?
Well, no, you could have easily lost that game.
Otto, do we not speak about Chris Hughton enough on the In Their Plane Repair podcast?
Chris Hughton, Brighton manager.
Yeah. Do we not just speak about how...
If enough is more than not at all, then yes, we don't speak about him enough.
They've got great home form.
They do.
No, I don't think we speak about it too much. I think we speak about the perfect amount. Nothing interesting has ever come out of Chris Hughton.
What the hell?
I quite like Gross. He's quite nice.
And if you look, they really, their squad is like, come on. And
their squad is absolute shit.
They're not going to get relegated, you know. Everton only have 4 more points than them.
Yeah. That's confusing.
That's because Everton are a bit shit at the moment, isn't it?
They are.
Everton are really shit. They're worse than they were under Sam Allardyce.
Well, with that, shall we move on to Everton are shit, Jasper? Is Marco Silva a fraud?
He's had a strange little career so far in England. Because he did well at Hull, right, when he came in, but still got relegated.
Still went down.
Watford then picked him up. But he was only there for a couple of months and then got sacked, right?
Yeah, that was really odd, and I don't even know why.
And then Everton picked him up. So he hasn't even really had amazing success anywhere. Mm. I don't really know. Do they play attacking football? I thought he was supposed to, but it's not really that attacking.
No one knows what the Everton way is.
No. I mean, against Liverpool, they were good when they lost. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, they have a little string of games where they were just really exciting games. They were banging in goals. Their opponents were banging in goals. People were getting sent off.
They got a bunch of Barcelona players.
They've spent a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
They've spent lots of money. And if I was an Everton fan, I would be thinking 11th place isn't really good enough. Johnny, if you were an Everton fan, would you be...
Yeah, I'd be second in that.
Would you be calling for the return of Sam Allardyce?
No. No, but it's hard to know what an Everton fan would want, you know? Yeah, I suppose you want to be... Seven, but
the Everton fans hated Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
But that was just because, he was because getting Sam Allardyce represents more than actually, him as a manager. It's you have become one of those clubs who get Sam Allardyce as your manager.
Is anyone happy to receive Sam Allardyce?
I feel when you're a team that's going down, you are, because he will, inevitably keep you up.
Okay.
But also, it's quite telling that, what was the team that he kept up and then they just sacked him straight away?
Palace?
Yeah, maybe. It happens quite often that he kind of keeps a team up and then, they don't even, they sack him even though they just kept him up.
Yeah. Everton is a bit of a weird one. I think Marco Silva, I don't know. Anyway, they beat... They lost to Southampton and the Hasenhüttl revolution continues. Mm.
And now we've got another... New Jurgen Klopp, haven't we?
Yeah.
Huddersfield.
Oh, because Huddersfield have gone for Dortmund. So David Wagner was Dortmund B. He was Dortmund B, or youth or something. And now this new guy is Dortmund. It's the same run.
Under 23, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's exciting.
Consistent.
So there are three Jurgen Klopps in the league now.
Yeah.
That is again.
Did you see the whole Sky Sports thing? Huddersfield's game. And there were reports that they were going to get this new Dortmund manager, under 23 manager. And then at half time, or start of the second half, they'd found a guy in the crowd and they thought it was him.
Yeah.
And Gary Neville's going we've been literally Google searching him over half time and we think it might be him. Then they send a reporter to go and speak to him, and it's just a bloke from Manchester.
He's the random,
but he really looks like him. They've got the pictures.
That's good.
Maybe unless he was prepared for this and has perfected the Manchester accent in order to throw off.
Unless
my cover is blown.
Yeah.
He thought he was. Maybe he was. It was a covert operation. Well, that wasn't the most exciting game of the weekend. One of the most.
Loads of good games. Yeah. This weekend was mad.
Oh yeah.
It was. We haven't even touched on.
There was the Leicester Wolves game.
Yeah. Shall we go there? Wolves 4, Leicester 3. I haven't seen this game at all. So Otto, you
such a good game.
What happened in it?
Mm-hmm.
Otto, someone got a hat trick.
Jota got a hat-trick, and it was quite exciting because Wolves, absolutely fucked up Leicester in the first half, and then their weird goblin manager, obviously shouted their Leicester head off, they came back out. They were really good, but also, the goblin man, he was so, animated on the touchline, it was
He's kind of feeling for his job, isn't he?
Yeah, he was really feeling that. He was really feeling the burn when they went down 4-3. He was.
I felt a little bit sorry for him. He was a very upset man.
He was an upset man. Basically, Leicester's defence is really shit at the moment because Harry Maguire went off injured, and then it was Evans and Morgan, and they just have no pace.
Morgan was awful.
Morgan scored the goal to get back.
That was an incredible header.
By Morgan. He had five players putting him down and he still managed to get a header. It's very good. But, the thing that... Because basically Wolves had Jimenez, and Jimenez could do these really good, looping through balls. And then they had Jota and the other guy, and they're really fast. And basically just Evans and Morgan weren't really fast enough for them.
Oh, Evans. But
it was exciting.
Johnny,
yeah. Can I just say I tipped that game as being game of the weekend?
Oh shit! Yeah, I have been really.
Yeah.
And Thomas tipped that as being inevitably boring because it was the first game.
Half 12 kickoff. Yeah.
You were shitting on
the podcast. I actually decided I'm going to resign my post as host on this podcast for that statement. Johnny, if you were a Leicester fan, would you be calling for Claude Puel to be
Johnny's
sacked?
Johnny's empathetic capabilities are really being tested in this podcast. He's had a fucking jump from one club to another.
I mean, like,
they don't like him.
They don't like
nobody
him. If I was a Leicester fan, I probably would be calling for his head, but I feel like they shouldn't be.
Nobody seems to like
calling for his head for ages, though, because he plays really negative football.
Yeah.
Does he actually?
But maybe that is true. Like, if you're just going to be jumping around the middle of the league, just, like, at least play nice football. But, yeah.
Is it not so, just a case of Leicester, you know, they won the league, they want to be better than they are?
But also, like, I feel like they don't really suit playing nice football, do they? Like, they're just, like, hoof it up to Vardy, get it in.
Is that not nice football?
Can we define nice football?
Yeah, please.
We need a whole other pod for that, I think.
Maybe we do need a whole other pod. Luke, Liverpool 4, Crystal Palace 3. Liverpool were lucky in that game, would you say?
So I didn't exactly watch this game, but I was keeping up to date. I was hard at work, but I was keeping up to date with all the goals as they went in. So it was very dramatic for me just paying attention to the scoreline and looking at the goals on Reddit. So I can't imagine how exciting that game would have been for somebody actually watching it.
It was.
Just in terms of the goals, Liverpool were very lucky. Everything apart from their last goal was lucky.
Robertson handballed it.
Yeah.
Who?
Robertson.
Oh, so even their last goal.
He used his hand.
Yeah,
he used his hand
it, like, big time.
To keep it in.
Should Liverpool have lost 3-0 is the question we should all be asking.
I think you could say maybe.
I think Milner also...
Oh, Milner was getting destroyed.
Milner did get sent off, but that first tackle was a straight red for me.
Yeah.
Do you not think...
Oh, yeah.
I reckon Klopp may have just literally told him to go out there and just...
And break Zaha's legs.
Play like a dirty twat.
No, but it was like... Yeah, but it was like, obviously Klopp was like, you know, we just got to, like, fuck Zaha up. But, like, I thought that was, like... I don't know. That feels like a bit too dirty. Well,
the other thing is, maybe because Milner does not have anywhere near the pace of Zaha, so maybe Milner's just trying to make all these tackles and Zaha's just, you know, too quick for him. I don't know.
It's pretty questionable. It was one, like, Liverpool are normally quite a likeable team, and that was they didn't do well to be likeable in that match.
It was a very strange game.
Salah died as well.
They won the game, but they lost your heart. Is that what you're saying?
Salah did dive. Mark Battenberg said it should have been the yellow card. I think.
Why wasn't he booked? And also, they can do retrospective bans now.
No, but can they do it even if the referee? Oh no. Yeah, I don't know.
Or he didn't. Yeah, I don't know because he saw the dive, but he didn't book him.
Well, because he didn't give a foul, so he obviously.
Because I guess.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
Hey.
It wasn't like there was no contact at all and then he went down. There was like a tiny bit of contact. It was a dive, but it wasn't like, you know, when somebody literally doesn't get touched and they fall to the floor.
Klamberg so also said that because when players dive, they throw their arms in the air, and when you normally fall down, if you get knocked over, your arms go onto the ground. Luke, you've played the game at the highest level. Is that how you dive with your hands in the air?
I don't think... You don't have to dive. Like, players will dive. You don't throw your arms in the air if you're knocked down normally, because you're more concentrated on, let's try not to hurt myself as I land.
Yeah.
So if somebody does throw their arms up, that's a clue that they didn't have to go down. But also, sometimes players, when it is actually a foul, they'll throw their arms up, like, in... Like, the landing's not going to be too hard, but they're just, and not even in... They'll just be like, hey, what the fuck's up with that? You know?
And
But also, players can not be diving, or players can dive and not put their arms up as well. That happens quite a lot.
So,
like, do you think the issue? In conclusion, there's very, I don't think there's a very strong correlation between arms up and.
I think the issue is sometimes is that players feel like even when they are legitimately fouled, they have to, you know, throw their arms up and do that kind of stuff so that they get the decision, even when it is genuine. And so it's like,
well, sometimes arms up are like arms up in exasperation of like, what have they got to do for the ref to give a foul?
Yeah.
you guys are obviously all unbiased when it comes to this particular Salah dive. On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed are you by Salah's dive, Jasper?
8.5.
Johnny?
We're having 0.5, so basically we're at 20.
And if it goes to 20, I'm going to slip in a cheeky 0.5 in that.
Well, let's take it a 40. Johnny, out of 40, how annoyed were you by that?
36.
Luke?
It's now the maths is getting quite difficult. Johnny, I'm going to say 34.
Interesting.
So you could have done the 20 then.
Well, you could have done a 10. You did 9.
Go on, Otto, give us an odd number. Go on.
I'm 40.
Yeah.
I'd probably go about 35, yeah.
Wow.
That's actually quite high. That's high.
It is very high.
I mean, sorry.
I think the 40 scale has really skewed the...
I've got 29.
Okay.
Or maybe 33, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, Mo Salah, in fact, he won't be following us on Twitter because he's deleted his Twitter.
Has he?
Yeah. He's concentrating on the real world now, apparently. Something like that. So, yeah, that was a game that Liverpool probably should have lost, but they didn't lose, so they're still 4 points clear of Man City, who beat managerless Huddersfield. Do we even need to discuss that? Yeah. Let's talk about
A couple of my housemates are Liverpool fans, and they were irritated that Man City got to play Huddersfield at this time. I'm thinking, like, it doesn't just because they just lost the match, like, it doesn't make a difference. They're going to be shit now. They're going to be shit at the end of the season.
I feel like Man City are going to beat Huddersfield every day of the week, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I was hoping that there was going to be a new manager in, and there was going to be a new manager bounce, and Man City were going to lose, but that didn't materialise. Should we talk about the other game that happened on a Sunday? Fulham won, Tottenham Hotspur 2. On the balance of play, did Spurs deserve to win, Otto, under Thorwolf?
No, they genuinely didn't.
I'll second that. I watched that game and they didn't actually. It was a very upsetting end to a game because Spurs were not great and Fulham, especially in the first half, were really good.
Just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Is this, like, psychologically, is this a really big blow for Fulham? You know, that point really could have been a stepping stone.
Kicking the teeth is
the
term.
I think Ryan Babel will be the stepping stone to salvation.
We actually had a good performance. There was positives. We're feeling good.
So did Babel play?
Babel was amazing.
Really good. Mate, he's still getting in the Dutch national team. He's a quality player.
Exactly.
Still getting in the Dutch. He never got it before.
He's hitting his prime right now.
I imagine he probably played in the youth team.
Yeah, he had to come off in the 60th minute because apparently he's not match fit. But him coming off really changed the game. He might be the matchstick that we needed to light our fire.
Wow. Why?
You know, because he looks like a matchstick, right? Mm.
That's good.
Right.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you,
Johnny.
Spurs haven't yet drawn a game. Is there something strange going on there?
It probably just shows that either. Don't know. Does it show like a lack of, like, Spurs are going to let you down, but they also might just go on and be great. That's
mine. Can I make a cheeky prediction?
Yes.
Can I make a prediction on Spurs over the next few weeks? They always tend to prove us wrong, but I can see them dropping off. Like,
Ali injured.
Also, apparently, Eriksen has played an incredible number of minutes sort of for the last 12 months. He's had no break.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it?
And they rely on him so much, and he's not particularly athletic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if he struggles, if he starts losing form with the other injuries as well,
Mm-hmm. Perhaps well, they'll drop off. Who have they got? Who have they got in the Champions League?
Dortmund.
That would be fun.
But Dele and Kane, I think, are out for that.
Did you see Pochettino's face when Ali got injured? Just straight, he was nearly just crying on the side of the pitch.
I don't think Ali was that good against us. I think he's good, but he wasn't good. But I feel like he really, when I was watching the game like before they played us, and it was, and they still had Son and Kane, you could see that like Ali and Kane linked up really well, and then like Eriksen and Son linked up really well, and actually like Ali, like, didn't really like play that much to Son in comparison to how much he played to Kane. And I feel like they were really like Ali were like really was missing his partnership with Kane, so he actually wasn't as effective as he normally was, because he's normally really good at playing like little 1-2s with him and stuff like that. And so I feel like they're a team which like really like it's going to take a little while for them to get used to not having Son, because he really like gelled it all together. He was so important.
Even though they always let you down, they always find a way to not like. They've been consistently good, like consistently top four the last few years.
It's impressive.
So I don't know. I mean, if we look at the table here, you got Liverpool on 60 points, City on 56, Tottenham 51, Chelsea 47, and then Arsenal and Man United on 44. Do we want to revise our top four predictions? Let's assume that Liverpool and City are going to get in. Jasper, I'll come to you first. Who are the other two spots going to go to?
I'm going to stick with Spurs and Chelsea.
Even though you predicted the end of Saribor.
I didn't predict the end of Saribor. I have just predicted the end of Spurs. But they always prove you wrong. I'm counting on them proving me wrong.
It's like they simultaneously prove you wrong and let you down. Luke, are Man United going to get in?
What have I said before?
I think you said no.
Man U and Tottenham and Man United.
Tottenham and Man United.
Make those spots. Predicting with my heart.
Otto?
Is this Man United top four?
Well, it's just
who's going to be in the top four?
Who's going to be in the top four?
I can't see much change, to be honest.
I mean,
I think it's unrealistic. I think Arsenal could take Chelsea, but apart from that, I don't think Man United have enough in them.
But Man United are on the same point as Arsenal, and that's only 3 points behind Chelsea. So
I think Man U can do it. You know, they got serious momentum going.
But Man United are going to drop off at some point.
They're going to have a very hard end to the season because they're playing all their easy games now. But I still think it's kind of unknown how good Man U will be. Like,
oh, they've got PSG, haven't they?
They have got PSG.
Against a bunch of other big teams. And they struggle loads. Or they could end up actually being really good. And
Man United are going to be so reliant on, like, if Paul Pogba is literally going to just decide if Man United get in top four or not. If he carries on playing well, they have a chance of getting there. If he doesn't, like, who else in their team is actually good in their midfield?
I think Ander Herrera is not bad. He's not Pogba, but
Fellaini.
Oh, Fellaini, mate. If you're ever in trouble, Fellaini will help you.
Rumours today.
Call to him in your time of need.
You can send him on to any position.
Yeah.
Rumours of Mourinho to PSG today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't see. I guess.
How's that supposed to work?
Well, I guess Tuchel will have to flop in the Champions League.
Mourinho
said he belongs at the top level, and he's had three offers already from clubs. So. What do you make of that?
I'm going to say bullshit.
We don't know who the clubs were.
I don't think they were like top level then.
Carlisle.
Yeah.
They just lost the manager.
Inverness. Yeah. Those could have been the clubs they just asked for him to say.
What else? Oh, yeah. So Newcastle won 3-0.
I kind of semi-predicted that, I feel like.
Yeah. I think Johnny Cant's getting his prediction of.
Yeah.
I think. Well done, Johnny. I think.
Thank you. Relegation expert right here.
Yeah. Newcastle.
Have they scored 3 goals yet before that game in the Premier League?
You mean in total?
Is that their first time they've scored
3
goals in a game?
It could be. So. Newcastle fans, tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Is it time to hand over to our expert quiz master Otto_Wolf for a quiz?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think while you're finishing off the preparations, let me remind all you listeners that you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, where you can read our latest review from an unknown source, a 5-star rating we have received.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it. You can also follow us on SoundCloud. I don't know where that review is. Maybe that didn't actually. Never mind. Never mind about that. I'm not going to do that. Let's play Otto's quiz time.
Thank you for that great introduction. First question. I was thinking, right? New element to the quiz.
Oh.
I'm going to start, and this week I haven't been able to prepare as well, so it's a bit boring. But actually it's good because it's starting us off. But I'm going to start doing like a prediction thing where like I get you to do a prediction and the next week we see who is right.
Oh, I love it.
We all predict the same thing.
I'm going to give you like, you get like, it might be different depending on the thing, but like this week will be football. And like quite
often. I like it.
But other weeks it might not be football. You know, if there's like, if it's like Anthony Joshua's boxing or something like that, I might get you to do what round of
Brexit. I was just going to say Brexit. Yeah.
We're going to get to that. I might even get you to predict what Luke's going to get for his undergrad. just for this week,
World Bowls Championships.
I was going to do that one.
It's so funny.
I don't know if it's going to work. The thing is, I missed the trick because last week it was the Masters snooker, and we got some predictions on Judd Trump. But oh well. But this week we'll just do it's Burton Man City tonight.
Oh,
it was 9-0 before, right?
Yeah.
The team's gone out.
No.
I'm going to go with 4-0 Man City.
Okay.
No, 4-1. Burton to nick a goal.
To nick a goal, bet.
It's a good shout, though. I rate that prediction.
Was the previous one... Whose ground was the previous one at?
It was at Man City.
Okay, so 10-1, we're going to do it for Burton.
Yeah. I'll say 3-1 City.
Alright.
5-2.
Oh, yeah. When are the 2 goals going to come?
Like
4-0 Man City.
Nice.
Okay,
and now on to the actual question.
How many points do we get if we get it right?
Well, I was thinking normally it will be 1 point for the right result. No, 1 point for the right, the right result, but 3 points if you get it exactly right.
Mm.
So we're all getting a point here.
But obviously this week everyone's getting a point, so yeah, nobody gets a point.
Oh,
so,
I like it.
There's no point adding on a point then, everyone. Okay, so...
Is it still 3 points? Because... never mind. Don't even worry about it.
I'll allow a brief period of questioning before we continue.
Nah, it's sweet. Quite a lot at stake here, then.
Yeah, and in future weeks it'll be slightly more interesting now.
I like this, because it makes... I won't always be with football, but it makes games bigger games, you know, for us and our listeners.
Yeah, it's like
I guess this
gambling.
Is like gambling.
Basically
yeah.
Gambling.
This is why you should bet on football, folks.
Yeah,
it makes it more exciting.
Because it gives you that little buzz when the corner happens, you know.
You know, what you could do to take this to the next level is you could say, like, we all place a £10 bet on our result. And then you, in order, you know, we see how much money we accumulate over the course of a season.
Yeah, I like that.
So, we bet amongst ourselves, or we just go out to the...
No, like we pretend to bet.
Oh, so I like, so I
we see whether we would make money.
I look up the odds, yeah. And I work out how much money you would have made.
Yes.
And at the end of the season, we see who's made the most money.
Yes.
Responsible gambler.
And see who's lost the most money as well.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I'm not going to do that.
It would be, so, it'd be really annoying, because if you made money, that would be, I wouldn't want
to.
Yeah,
I know.
Alright, normal questions. Okay. These ones are a bit boring, because I made them while we were doing the podcast. The first English manager to win Manager of the Month in the Premier League.
Oh. When did Managers of the Month start?
In the beginning.
You know, we're testing your football knowledge, not mine.
That's so hard.
The first English manager, did you say?
I don't really know specifically.
Did you say English manager?
Or British?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah.
Okay, I've got my answer.
No, I don't.
You know this manager. It's not just like a manager from before our time who, like, we know was managing like Ipswich or something.
All right, I've got an answer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I don't even have. Oh, no, I don't know what answer.
Alright, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
No.
Yeah,
but I'm wrong.
Alright.
I don't have a clue.
I don't really get right.
Jasper.
I'm just going to say Harry Redknapp.
That's a very good answer.
Thomas?
Oh, I think that is a good answer. I've gone for Tony Pulis. I'm a big fan of his. Big fan of his.
Tony?
I have Redknapp.
Oh,
I'm gonna say that was my answer of Alan Pardew to shame.
it was in fact Harry Redknapp.
Oh, get in!
I don't know. I wonder if Tony Pulis has ever won.
He must have done.
All right, who has scored the fastest hat trick in Premier League history?
Oh my God! It was someone, but then it was someone else. I think I know who it is.
Oh, I can't remember. Somebody.
But the thing, what's going to happen though? The issue is one person's going. If one person gets it right and says it, everyone's going to realise that they were right. So you have to be honest.
I got it written down.
Oh shit!
Okay, all right. Are you guys ready?
No,
I can't remember the guy. I might have passed because
you can't pass.
You idiot.
Okay, I'm gonna. I reckon it was a Southampton player. But I'm just going to say it was Mane when he was at Southampton, but I don't think it is that.
Okay.
But okay.
I didn't think of something before he said that. Do I have to pick something else now?
Yes.
Because I think that's a good answer. But I don't know if it's
that's
the right
answer. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's why I said, are you ready?
Certainly a good answer.
Johnny?
I put Suarez.
All right.
Like, you could bang them in.
Fernando Torres.
Just a guess. Luke?
Alan Shearer. He's got a lot of goals.
No, it was Sadio Mane.
And before that, Robbie Fowler, wasn't it? So can I have an extra point for that?
No, I don't know, because I haven't verified the second part.
Yes!
Impressive knowledge.
Thank you.
The bullet of death to give you a point, extra point, is it?
But it was, it was against... Oh, you can get a bonus point if you remember who it was against.
Do
we all... Is that just to Tom or to everyone?
You can all have a go.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, that's unfair if only you get
to
Crystal Palace.
Right, Crystal Palace?
That's not
I'm going for Leicester City.
Yeah, or next person?
Everton.
Wait, I actually just need to remember who it was. I thought it was. Oh, yeah, okay, I've got it. No. Johnny?
Sunderland?
No, Aston Villa. Boring. All right.
Boring.
How many times did Sir Alex Ferguson win the Premier League?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Loads. Seven.
You're going to say...
Nine.
11.
Who's getting these messages?
Oh, me, okay, sorry.
More than seven.
Just, you say 11.
I have to sneak in with 10, I reckon.
I'll go 12, I think.
12. You're all wrong, 13.
I was going to say 13. But then I thought, that literally means he won it every other year.
Yeah, he won it 26 years.
Yeah, he was a bit mad. Oh, yeah, he was a good
last,
manager.
Last question.
That's mental.
Most yellow cards in a single match. What match?
For both teams.
I assume this is not for one player, because in that case it would be.
Graham
Paul thing.
Yeah.
Most yellow cards in a match. 16.
No.
What do you want? Which match? Or what?
I want you to name the match.
Oh, fuck off.
There was one in like a Euros or World Cup. Are you on about Premier League?
Okay. We can do number of yellow cards, and then if you can name the match, you get an extra point.
Chelsea.
I'm going to say Chelsea Tottenham.
Yeah, Chelsea Tottenham when it became.
Last.
When there was the two.
Leicester won the league.
Yeah, they came third in a two horse race.
Because Tottenham just absolutely fucking lost it.
I'm going with that one as well.
And now a number?
Yeah, no number?
I'm going with 16.
14, my good man.
Johnny?
Well, I mean, like, I hadn't made all of this. but
what did you write down beforehand, Ben?
I had 18 and then Reading. I definitely had a lot of yellows.
Jasper?
I'll go with the Tottenham Chelsea match and say 13.
No, 12.
Oh, I was closest.
No, you don't get any points for closest.
So what are you doing in the world?
In the world, I don't know what it was in the world.
There was a really dirty Portugal Uruguay game once.
Oh, the game was like the Battle of
Portugal Holland, wasn't it?
Do you want me to look it up?
Don't worry about it, mate.
Go. Alright.
Well, doesn't seem that many.
Well, yeah, if
that's
it is a lot.
No, isn't it?
It was probably like 8-1 team
ever, you know.
Just the Premier League. There'll be some foreign game where it'll be.
Oh, yeah, no, it was the Battle of Nuremberg, is the name of the match in 2006. And it was between Portugal and the Netherlands, and they were 16 yellow cards and 4 red cards.
Yeah, I remember that. That was incredible.
And it was only 1-0.
Wow. Alright, is that the end of the quiz?
What did you say, sorry?
Is that the end of the quiz?
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the quiz.
And by the way...
What are the scores?
Yeah,
last week I forgot to update them. I've updated them now. I just need to work out how many people got it right. Johnny and Jasper got one, and Thomas got one, and then you were... Okay.
Hey, what?
You didn't get any points, mate.
For what?
Well, no, you did.
Tottenham and Chelsea. Johnny didn't get anything.
All
right. He's 18 and Reading.
Also, I got 2 points.
Yeah, you did.
I got at least 2.
I just had some random numbers.
You just got 2.
Well, we hope you at home have been keeping your score, perhaps more accurately than Otto has been keeping our scores.
Part of the fun is not really knowing what the scores are.
You right. know, it's... Okay. Yeah.
The gaps are getting wider, you know? Luke is really, there's mixing up, man. Okay, so in first place remains Jasper on 47. A gap is beginning to open up between Jasper and Thomas. Thomas is on 42.
That ain't bad. I thought it was going to be a lot more.
That's because you had that extra week on me where you did the Peter Crouch height or whatever.
That's a good episode of the pod.
Shorter or shorter.
I'm fully confident I would have got more points than you that week anyway. So.
I think last week, I can't remember what the quiz was, but I think a lot of people got a lot of points last week.
I got hardly any.
I think I did, right?
Luke and Johnny both got 4 last week.
I think it was another 50-50 one, you know? So it's like, doesn't take much knowledge.
It was the Twitter one.
Oh, yeah. There was one round I got them all right as well.
I put distance between myself and Johnny last week.
No, mate, I'm crawling back. I think we just caught up with Tom a little bit.
By like 1 point.
What's going on?
Tell us what's going on.
So Thomas is on 42. Luke is on 36.
I'm coming,
Fuck, he is coming.
I actually can't even remember what all these brackets are. There's thinking about Aguero, big old fat face, cheating nerd. I don't know what it's a cheating nerd is about.
Oh yeah.
And then you learn all the Christmas. Because you didn't win the league. and Johnny's on 31.
Wow, oh, shit.
Johnny, you're not doing very well today.
I'm going to have to up my game. Luke is coming for me.
Yeah, Luke, you're picking it up.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Tune in next time for more of Otto's Quiz Time. Okay, well, there's only one more game to discuss. Well, obviously, Bournemouth 2, West Ham 0. Quite a result there for Eddie Howe's side. And Watford 0, Burnley 0. What a game.
One for the purists.
Yeah. So, shall we move on to next? Oh, it's the FA Cup and also the League Cup tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spurs.
That's what we just all predicted.
Tomorrow's game. Spurs Chelsea as well, isn't it?
Big test for both, actually.
Yeah. How will they respond? I don't know.
Chelsea are at home, aren't they?
Maybe that's the one we should have predicted.
I can see that going to like penalties or something.
Oh wow! Yeah.
I hope for penalties.
I pray for penalties. I hope. Okay. And then it's the FA Cup.
Yeah. Do you want to know the big game of the FA Cup? It involves Chelsea again. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
Are you getting tickets, Chesper?
What was that?
Are you going? Ben White said you might be going.
No, I was trying to, but the tickets, the Wednesday, we've sold out our 6,000 already, like really quickly, to just like season ticket holders. On a Sunday evening as well, so.
So we got
impressive stuff.
What else? We got Man City against Burnley.
Isn't there like an Arsenal Man United Friday night? There it is.
Oh, there it is. 5-2-8. Why do they do that?
5-2-8.
5-2-8. What's the point?
For me, this is great because I've got an exam on Monday, and like FA Cup is so boring that I won't be distracted by watching football.
Oh, so you think the FA Cup has lost its shine, then, do you?
I mean, the early rounds are really also fun.
Oh, it's midweek games next week.
Oh,
you won't have to wait.
It's Champions League.
No, it's Premier League on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh yes! After my exam, I'm just going to be
Fulham Brighton. That could be a game for Fulham.
That could be a season-defining game.
Newcastle host Manchester City. That could be. Not...
Newcastle are flying now. So yeah. That could wrap up the league.
Man United host Burnley. That could be another win for. That could be eight on the bounce. Huddersfield, Everton. Ooh, if I tell you what, if Everton do lose that, it'll be out there, won't he? But they're not gonna.
Really. Well, Dortmund under 23 manager bounce.
Liverpool, Leicester on Wednesday. Tottenham against Watford. Owen, AFC Bournemouth host Chelsea.
Bournemouth could beat Chelsea. That could be probably the most exciting game.
They always do well against Chelsea, don't they?
Bournemouth are good.
I thought they were on a really bad run of form, aren't they? They haven't won in ages.
They actually just won.
Oh.
But yeah, you're right, they are on a bad run.
Chelsea are going to have 3 games in like 5-6 days then.
Yeah.
So play. What day is it today? Wednesday. They play Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday.
Chelsea are not.
Days, yeah. Jeez. 3 games.
You might actually have to play Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, and Loftus-Cheek.
Where is big boy Ruben? All these boys.
Did you see those rumours? There were rumours that he was gay, but they were just made up.
Yeah, but it just went true. The thing that I'm finding a bit odd at the moment is why has nobody bought anybody? Like, I know that some people have, but like there hasn't been any big transfers at all.
Well, Chelsea got Pulisic, but for the end of the year.
And what about
but also
Kevin Prince Boateng to Barcelona?
What the hell is that about?
Madness.
Barcelona occasionally make those
signings. Yeah, Paulinho.
Apparently he's their backup striker.
Yeah, I saw that.
Phil Coutinho out in the cold at Barca. Not working out for him.
He's playing quite a lot, though.
No,
last
not
year
in the
he
team.
Was pretty good. They've just got a lot of quality,
Because I think he can't... If he plays in the front... He can't play in the midfield because he's not, like... you know,
not quite as
he's Coutinho.
Yeah.
So
well,
if you...
yeah, because they, when they play with three such attacking players, they then have to kind of have two more holding players.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think because Dembele's playing really well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like what Klopp said, or someone said it. You know, you can you can go to Barcelona and be just another player, or you can stay at Liverpool and be a legend.
Did he say that?
Someone said that.
Yeah, but you will like win La Liga and probably the Champions League.
Yeah, but you know, who was that guy? Lukaku. You can beat Lukaku. You know, when he won the remember when he took his medal off for that cup. Remember that? He was on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, he didn't touch the trophy. Was that it?
Oh, he was on the bus, and he didn't lift it up to the fans or something.
Yeah,
because like it wasn't in the squad.
Yeah.
Oh, when Chelsea won the league, the Champions, something like that.
Maybe the Champions League.
By the way, on Lukaku, do you see his future at Manchester United?
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Wow! Wow! What a statement.
It just depends on the next manager, doesn't it? If you have a manager that wants a holding striker, then obviously you have a place in the team.
Mm.
Because, yeah, the way they're playing, they don't really have space at the moment because Martial's really good, Rashford's in good form, so he's like the... You've got to be playing Rashford, and he plays best up front.
Yeah.
But because of their other players, they don't really... Yeah, they don't really have the squad for two strikers because then you'd be wasting other people.
Yeah.
And Lukaku won't. I don't think he should be happy with being like a backup move for them if they need to switch things up. So.
I read some gossip that Liverpool might want Hudson-Odoi.
Really?
But then I think that's just bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah.
That might even be like, you know, buying. Some kind of inside job.
Probably.
You know, trying to get him to... I don't know. Do we want to do a couple of simulations for some of the... Should we skip the FA Cup and just simulate next week's Premier League games?
Yeah.
We do Arsenal Man U in the FA Cup.
Do it. You, Luke, go for it.
Oh.
What about Chelsea-Liverpool tomorrow? Oh, sorry, not Chelsea. Chelsea-Tottenham.
Yeah.
Oh, we...
I said that was going to go to penalties.
And then what happens? It's not
very hang on. Hudson-Odoi steps up, fifth penalty, top corner, Chelsea are through.
Ah. Wow. You could
have. That was more like a vision than a simulation.
You couldn't write that script. Johnny, how about
we're way more science-based on this podcast. See ya.
Johnny, how about Arsenal against Man United?
I think Man U will do him one.
That is the kind of scientific answer we're looking for.
I think Arsenal, I know they just came off a win, but like, nah, they're not up for it.
What's the score?
You can see it in their eyes. 3-1, Arsenal scoring first.
Oh.
What?
Rashford hat trick.
Oh. So are both...
I like that in the league.
Johnny, did you get any kind of...
If Man United played Lukaku, he could have quite a lot of fun. Kind of pushing over Arsenal defenders.
Johnny, during your simulation, did you see what kind of team both clubs put out? Was it a strong team? Were they respecting the cup, or
was it you?
Disgraceful, Jasper. It was. It's all right because Rashford got brought down.
Oh right.
Wait, Rashford scores a hat trick as a substitute.
Yeah,
man, it's going to be quite the game.
So they bring him on. Tune in
in the second half.
It's the third fastest hat trick of all time. So we got any? Is it time for? I know we have done this for a while, but you want to play?
Oh god, I know what's coming up.
Sex sign self.
It's time. It's definitely time.
This week. This week it's Hudson-Odoi, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, And
Siri.
And who?
Olivier.
And Olivier Giroud.
I know, we've had Olivier Giroud so many times on the sex side.
Well, alright. Higuain then, if we're on the Chelsea theme. Yeah.
What do you mean? You're just killing Higuain every time. That's not so good.
It's not kill.
Nobody gets killed.
No one gets killed.
What are they in sex?
Sex, shine, sell.
Sell, oh yeah. So Higuain's not even there, so.
Yeah, but he has to say.
Okay. Think about the potential.
How much
of
Chelsea
value?
Is he how much is Higuain going to go to Chelsea for?
45 million, is that?
Probably selling. That's more than he's worth at this stage in his career.
Hudson-Odoi. Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
You could get quite a lot of money for Hudson-Odoi.
Well, yeah, because English players always get a lot of money. You know, if you sell them within the Premier League. Yeah.
You know the sign thing is that to your club, like a different club.
Fuck's sake. Yeah.
Yeah, to your club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't think the thing is, you don't want to have sex with Higuain.
No, definitely.
That's why you sell him.
Yeah.
No, but you don't sell him because you don't make much money from selling him.
45 million.
Can you?
I'll be happy to get 45 million for Higuain.
I like the look of Hudson-Odoi.
I might sell him.
I mean, sign him.
I think I'll sign Ruben.
Wait, if we're selling Higuain, does that mean we are at like Milan? So we've got to think about what Milan would want to sign.
No. You have to imagine you've got all of them, apart from the one you're going to sign.
Yeah.
Apart from the one you're going to sign.
Unless you also don't have either.
Yeah, you don't have.
Okay, but I think I'd choose to like sell Hudson-Odoi, but then the transfer fall through, so then we actually keep him, and then also then sign.
You're gonna have
a fax
machine.
Not an option.
Yeah, that is not an option.
Respect the game, Otto.
So you're gonna sign Ruben.
I'm gonna sign Ruben, sell Higuain.
And have sex. That's an Odoi. Okay.
You're gonna sex Hudson, he's only 19 years old.
Thing is, big boy Ruben is—he's big.
Yeah, would you rather have sex with the 31-year-old fat Higuain or the 19-year-old child?
19-year-olds aren't children.
Well, legally, no. Well,
legally, adults.
Everyone is half your age at 7.
Yeah, I was about to say that. But then that's cutting it quite close, isn't it?
19 and a half. Is he 19 and a half?
Ooh.
Look it up. Luke, is it all right?
Luke, what are you thinking, Luke?
I'm going to wait on the results of this pending birthday investigation. I backed Jasper's.
He's only 18. He's only 18.
Oh, in that case, he's got to be 9.
He's off the table.
And he only turned 18 in November. He's barely 18.
Okay. If he's only 18...
I'd do it anyway.
No, we're going to have to sign Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, let's sign Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, it's like, I can't have sex with you. I like how this match has been about who you don't want to have sex with. Because we don't want to have sex with Higuain, we don't want to have sex with Hudson-Odoi. So we have to sign Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
No, but then
what makes it a great game.
We have to accept the Loftus-Cheek.
But do we really want to have sex with big boy Ruben?
That's the only option.
I guess he'll probably, you know.
But also, Ruben would absolutely destroy you.
He might not. He might not. You have this assumption that all these big players are just going to wreck you.
I don't think Higuain would wreck you, because I think
Higuain's a gentle lover.
Yeah, exactly.
I think actually Higuain's quite depressed and old, and I think he's probably like doesn't really get completely hard. So.
Oh, man. Alright.
Yeah.
Well,
so what have we got? What was Jasper doing? Sorry.
So we're going to sign Hudson-Odoi, sell Higuain, and have sex with Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have sex with Higuain, sell Ruben Loftus-Cheek, and sign Hudson-Odoi.
You're not going to get much money for Ruben, though.
You probably will.
Yeah.
I think you will.
How much for Ruben?
40 mil.
You're getting that much for Higuain.
The thing is, no, but
that doesn't demonstrate.
Yeah. But the issue is more that I don't want to have sex with.
Are we still on? Wow, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Also, Hudson-Odoi has the chance to be like a world beater. Ruben Loftus-Cheek, he's never gonna do that much.
Well,
there's definitely a joke in there.
What
world?
He's going to be lifting the World Cup in a few years' time.
Euros.
No, and the World Cup in a few years.
We're going to go for a Euros World Cup
double. Yeah.
Yeah, we are definitely winning the league.
We're going to win the World Cup, isn't it? With Euro bread.
Yeah.
That's
what we're going for.
What's that?
Every time that Guardiola manages in a country, they win the World Cup, so it's got to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I'm getting hip surgery.
Yeah.
My target in recovery is Qatar 2022 squad.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
Is that from the physio? Is that what they told you?
Yeah, they said, what do you aim for? I said that, and they were like, okay, you'll be there.
Did you really say that? Because that is like such an old man joke.
No, I'm a young man and I will be there.
It's a young man's serious state.
We haven't done this for a while.
It's always good to remember.
Yeah. How do I do it? Right. Do we end the podcast now?
Yeah.
We have to.
All right. Let's say a big thank you to Jasper Kawaja.
Thank you and goodbye.
See you in Qatar.
See you.
Goodbye, Otto_Wolf.
Is Qatar World Cup going to be in winter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My strategy is, once I'm fully fit, to go and play in the Qatari League, and then I'll be much better adapted to the conditions than anyone else.
Good idea.
Cheers.
Goodbye, Luke.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, good.
See you at Wembley for the final of the Euros, that is.
Or the Nations League. Oh, no, not the Nations
League. What's that by the Nations League, John?
Nothing. Got confused.
See you later, mate.
See ya.
Tune in next time.